Coming up this Wednesday at Scone Airport, there's a very interesting event that you'd like to go and check out. Joining me to have a chat about it from Pays Aviation is Hunter McLeod. Hunter, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Not too bad. I've got to say, with a name like Hunter McLeod, you were born to be a pilot, weren't you?
Oh, I know, and I was born to be in the Hunter Valley. I mean, everywhere my name is plastered.
Nice bit of free advertising on your behalf. So tell us, what is happening at Scone Airport this Wednesday?
Well, look, I've been working really hard for the last couple of months putting together some amazing winter packages. We're going to do all these tours to the outback and to all these amazing destinations within Australia because we all need to go and travel locally for the next little while until we can eventually go back overseas. So at the minute, if you want to come along, we're going to talk you through all the tours that you can get involved in. So these are some very exciting little tickets that are going to go on sale. So come along to the Scone Aero Club Wednesday 6 p.m. We're going to be hanging out and going through it all.
So, Hunter, when we talk about flying to the outback, are we talking about flying from Scone?
We are, yes. So we're going to be departing. We're a local Scone business, so we're going to go straight from Scone Airport. To places like Uluru, Broome, El Questro Ranch up in the Northern Territory, down to Coffin Bay, Port Lincoln, amazing, all across the country direct from Scone Airport, which is fabulous.
How long does a flight like that take to go to Uluru, for example?
So we're going to do it in stages. So we're going to be doing it in a 14-seat aircraft, which is called a caravan. It's very easy to access aircraft for anyone that's thinking about it. We're going to do it in, say, 2-hour hops, and then we stop and we have lunch. And then we'll do another couple of hours of flying. So you'll do 1 to 2 sessions of flying in the day and you'll get yourself up to Uluru.
I imagine with all the rain that we've had recently in the last few months, that flight must look absolutely stunning.
You know, it is one of my favourite airports in the country because as you do a turn to come around and line yourself up on that runway, you get Uluru out on the right-hand side of the window and it is just picturesque. It's beautiful.
And I imagine the Hunter must be looking pretty good from a few thousand feet as well.
Yeah, it was looking quite green a few months back. It got a little dry. I was up on the weekend and it was looking a little bit drier, but I think the rain that we just had might help us out a little bit.
All right, so we can find out more about everything to do on Wednesday at the Scone Airport. How do we organise ourselves to get there, Hunter?
You can just rock up to the Scone Aero Club at 6 o'clock and we're going to have some drinks and some nibbles and a talk about, you know, where you want to go this year.
Well, it sounds like I'd like to jump in an aeroplane and fly out to the outback. I've complained to people long and loud that I've been killing to try and go overseas. Well, why not just fly around our own beautiful countryside?
Yeah, we have some amazing parts of Australia that no one would have even thought to go and explore. I've been to a lot of them. I can talk you through everything. And yeah, you should come along.
Look forward to it, and we'll talk more about the adventures of Hunter McLeod. That sounds like a TV show I've watched back in the day.
I love it. Thanks, mate.